Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. And we are once again back in the studio talking about the Ojibwe Way of Life. A lost reality. That's where we're at today. I think that sometimes when you lose your way, it doesn't just affect you mentally, it affects you physically, spiritually, emotionally, especially if that reality is lost. The reality was that, we were connected to the land, and when you lose that, you kind of lose a sense of yourself, confidence. I know that, back in the day, I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but when I'd go to school, I noticed that there was a difference between the native and the non-native. And then the thing that I realized later on in life was that it was that they had the confidence because they had the land, and they were connected to it through farming, and I heard phrases like, "You ain't no kind of man if you don't own any land." It's not for us. It wasn't a matter of owning the land. It was a matter of being connected to the land, and of course, being connected to the land, we were connected. So we had to be removed because we were in the way of progress. We were under that Norman yoke law, where it was if the land was not made to progress or to make the land better, then you could go ahead and be a so-called squatter of the land. And once you improved the land, even if it was to put a structure on it, the land was yours by the Norman yoke law from across the big pond. And they used that law on us, where that they'd come on in and, they'd put up a structure. And, of course, it improved the land, so-called, and, of course, then it was theirs. And because we weren't improving it, because we left it natural, and we left it the way it was, a Garden of Eden, and we left behind everything that was there for our children to come and their children to come, and that reality got lost once they start taking the land. And, as far as we were concerned, we were no longer the stewards of the land, not owners. No, mind you, we were stewards. We kept things in balance along with everything else that was keeping things in balance. So they take the wolf, for example. A wolf will keep the deer populations down, so there's not too many deer overpopulating an area and eating up all the vegetation. Same way with, mice, overrunning the forest. We have birds birds of prey and weasels and whatever else that keep those in control. Otherwise, they'd run amok on us. You know, I didn't realize this, but take, for example, if there's a big storm that comes through and knocks down all these trees, we can't just leave all the trees there. As stewards of the land, we have to go on out and remove those trees and utilize them the best way we possibly can, because if we don't, there will be an overpopulation of mice, because the mice now have extra cover. When they have extra cover, of course, you know, they instinctively know this, and they instinctively start to procreate, and that's just the way life goes and how it replicates itself. When there's an abundance of something, in this case, it'll be an abundance of shelter, sheltering them from the birds, because the birds can't get at them through all the trees that are felled and on the ground. But anyway, that's how things go. That's a reality. A lost reality is when you take it all away from you, you know. You being part of everything else, you know, you are forcibly removed from that. Now you don't have a connection to the land. And that's what I had observed. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it when I was younger, that the non-natives were more confident with things, especially in school, and had progressed in school. All those realities were foreign to us. Not that we couldn't learn, but that we already had a way of life already that was here, and that was to be in harmony with everything else that was here. And, you know, we didn't need all the politicians or all of those things. We survived quite fine and quite nicely. Anyway, we come to another end of our programming, and we will continue on again next week. Thanks for tuning on in. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.